Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Israel today is proof of God's plan for Israel tomorrow. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain the details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I would also think that the very geographic location of Israel, including the location of the Temple Mount, is also significant, both as it relates to the creation, but as well as the birth of the nation of Israel.
One of the things that we find, if you go to Ezekiel 28, and it's an oracle against the king of Tyre, but there are things that are directed to the king of Tyre that cannot be true of just a human, and we understand that this is actually God addressing the power behind the power. You were in Eden, the garden of God, that's Ezekiel 28:13, and then in verse 14 he says, you were the anointed cherub who covers, I established you, you were on the holy mountain of God. So I would think that this is clear biblical evidence that Eden was not in Mesopotamia, but actually was in what we now have as Israel, and the holy mountain of God is Mount Moriah, where later Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And it was through the preservation of Isaac that God raised up the nation of Israel through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so this is a key location. The Temple Mount is the center of everything.
If the Word of God can be trusted concerning what it says about Israel's past, then would it not also be correct to say that this also lays the foundation for an apologetic concerning things that are still future?
That's actually one of the most important principles in the Word of God. What you find is that many of the prophets, in fact, almost all of the prophets in the Old Testament, and then looking to the New Testament with the apostles, they constantly referred to what God did in the past as a confirmation that he could be trusted to for what he said he would do in the future. And then as we look to the future, if God did fulfill all of the prophecies literally in the past, then we have every reason to believe that they will be fulfilled literally in the future. God will begin dealing with Israel again shortly after the rapture of the church. Many Jewish people will come to faith in Christ. Israel will regain its place in God's program in the millennial kingdom, and he will fulfill all of his promises that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through all the prophets.
David James with details as to how modern-day Israel sets in motion God's plan for his chosen people in the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God does have a plan for the Jewish people, which has been foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets. The Lord tells us 18 times his plan. In Ezekiel 36 and verse 22, the Lord said that his plan will be fulfilled because of his holy name's sake. To know God's plan, keep an eye on Jerusalem and the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...